Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. The bit of psalm that's sung, and very beautifully, after the epistle at this solemn mass is a blessed sacrament prayer. The eyes of all look hopefully to thee, O Lord, and thou givest them meat in due season. Friday night, at the opening of 40 hours, one of our guests at the chili supper remarked how neat it was to be able to eat meat on Friday, because there was a dispensation for those who came to the 40 hours ceremonies. But that meat Friday night, that was a sign that our Lord would be here feeding us well all weekend long. It's Mission Sunday. We're praying for the heathens and their conversion, for our missionaries in faraway lands. It's 40 hours. This powerful prayer is meant to draw you to church so that you may be fed. The Sunday Mass, the epistle, has St. Paul talking about putting the heathen to shame, those heathens we want to convert, by showing them the example of our good living. And in effect, he's saying, St. Paul is, grab this excellent opportunity for showing the heathens what Christians can do. These are evil days in which your good example will stand out like black on white. Grab the opportunity. It is the last day. These are the last hours of our devotion. I always wince when I hear the word grab. I always think of it as cop talk, because it means to take something quickly and almost rather violently. It has a negative connotation. But you know it's actually one of those good solid words. It goes back to the origin of human language, the Indo-European root. But it also has this meaning, to seize someone's attention. This is what the ruler did with Jesus in this gospel. He wants his miracle. His son is sick. He wants it now. He wants to grab it. And Jesus, too, and the two of them go back home to Capernaum, which was our Lord's home, too. Not a bad plan. And our Lord says to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not. Let's pause here a moment. Why don't people believe? The call goes forth still today. There are preachers and teachers. There's the internet and the printed word. All of the arguments of apologetics, carefully rehearsed and well delivered. There's the good example of Christians. There's the quiet voice of conscience, of logic, thought, the lessons of history, our Catholic heroes, the saints. Even the churches still give mute testimony to Christendom. And the riches of music, those who don't believe, love it and revel in it. There are signs still, and these signs point to wonders that are still possible. Why do so many refuse the invitation to the wedding? Well, some never knew the faith, and think of how many have graduated from Catholic schools without knowing the basics of the catechism. They never learned it. And then there are the scandals, Vatican II itself, all of those changes, the communist pope, the wicked clergy, and the continuing cover-up of all of that, and divisions amongst Catholics. And the church? Ah, the church today is eclipsed and all is dark. No wonder St. Paul could write, "Watch your step. The times are evil." But most people are born with no idea of the true God or revelation, or are prejudiced against Catholic truth, or perhaps just taken up with survival, the daily grind relieved by garden variety sins, weighed down by their own problems. And when they wax philosophical, why, they tend to blame God for the evil rather than thank him for the good. And of course, our Lord says, they will have their signs and wonders to believe. But maybe they don't believe because they have no one to go to Jesus for them and pray for them. Who's asking for a miracle today? They say it's possibly Chusa. He was King Herod's palace manager, Herod Antipas. And his wife was named Joanna, and she's in the Gospels. She was one of the women who followed our Lord and ministered unto his needs. And she was there Easter morning with some sweet spices to anoint him. And our Lord originally had driven the devil out of her and healed her. Now, Chusa may have felt, now that his son was sick, that it was natural that he should go back to the master, for he'd helped his wife. And he, after all, was contributing to the support of Christ and the apostles. But our Lord, you should know this about him. This is his way. And about prayer, our Lord always waits when we ask for a miracle. He says something to keep the petitioner waiting. Some gentle comment, really, they weren't meant to be harsh. You see it in St. John's Gospel. "Woman, what is this to me and to thee?" Again, that was said at Cana. And Philip was tried when our Lord said to him, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" before he multiplied the loaves and the fishes. Our Lord is motivated here by a momentary reluctance. It's almost as though they have to pull the miracle out of the man God. This time, knowing Chusa, knowing he worked at the palace of Herod, and that on Good Friday he would be sent, Christ would, bound to his boss, and Herod would demand to see signs and wonders and would not get them. And our Lord was dressed by Herod in a white robe for a fool and sent back to the praetorium. Perhaps this is why our Lord said to Chusa with a rueful smile, "Oh, you people, unless you see signs and wonders, you won't believe." What about you? What about today? Have you got some heathen that need converting? Who doesn't? Some sick healing? Are you ready to come to Christ and to wait here in his presence, having made your petition? Chusa asked Jesus to come down with him because Cana is in the hill country, Capernaum, sea level. Jesus does come down still today to that little cloth on the altar we call the corporal at every Mass and every exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And he works miracles by his mere presence here in the Blessed Sacrament. Physical miracles, moral miracles, intellectual miracles. I'm thinking of a Jew that was converted in the 19th century, Hermann Cohen. As a young man, as a boy almost, he was a musical prodigy. He and Franz Liszt used to travel around together and give piano concerts. Hermann, though, led a dissolute life and was addicted to gambling. And all this while he was a teenager. Well, at some point in his career, he was booked to play for benediction at the Church of Saint-Valère in Paris. The custom then was that the organist would play softly and sweetly as Father blessed the people with the monstrance. And while he did so, he felt, Hermann did, a force that made him get up off the organ bench and kneel down with all of the Christians there in church. The next night, the same thing happened. And that was enough. He was converted. He was baptized. He became a Carmelite priest. And he's the one who developed what we still do here today with your help, the all-night adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. This is only one miracle, but consider all of the hundreds that have been worked at Lourdes. And so often they start, as things do, in water, in the Lourdes water, but the miracle is concluded only when the sick person was brought to the procession. And the priest would make the sign of the cross with the monstrance over each sick person, and that's when the healing would be given. The soul, the body, the mind too, the mind is sharpened and enlightened for the faith by this marvelous sacrament. We need that today because even good people have vague and mushy sentimental notions about religion or revelation. They're ignorant, superstitious even. But you must come into Christ's presence, not only to adore and implore and to thank and make up for, but you must wait if you want to understand what we believe and why. You've got to ask him that, to know how you should behave, how you should act. If you just make it to Mass, barely sometimes, and go away again in a hurry at the last hymn or before, you're missing this spending time in his presence. Our Lord used to think of fillers to keep people there before him. Must he do the same for you? The saints said all they knew, all they could do, they received here at the foot of the altar before the tabernacle. Thomas Aquinas, Pierre Julian Aymar, and the greatest missionary since St. Paul himself, St. Francis Xavier. Do you want to keep your faith sharp, strong? Here, it happens here when Jesus comes down and we, with Chusa, go up to him and we ask our miracle, and he says, with that half smile, signs and wonders, and yes, we say to him, Lord, yes, I want signs and I want wonders. This sacrament is the sign pointing to the living presence of Jesus here. And in the sacrament are all of the wonders of God's goodness waiting for you if you will wait for him. The gradual, waiting for the gospel to come. We sing, the eyes of all, hope in thee, O Lord, Thou givest them meat, substantial food, in due season. Look, hope, ask. This is the sign. Here, he works wonders. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.